civil servants in West Nile are encouraged to engage in commercial coffee production to attain economic freedom to cater for the current living costs.
In a decisive push to strengthen household incomes and deepen grassroots participation in Uganda's leading export sector, civil servants in the West Nile sub-region are being mobilized to embrace commercial coffee production as a viable economic lifeline. The appeal reflects growing recognition that public sector salaries alone are increasingly insufficient to cushion families against rising living costs.
We want to encourage every civil servant to have at least 2 acres of land, coffee, for coffee production. Heads of departments, sections, units, sub-county chiefs, up to parishes. May I believe in small things work, but sometimes we rush for big things. So that's how we want to approach it, then we make an association.
Arua District LC5 Chairperson Alfred Okwonzi maintains that coffee production offers a practical pathway to economic resilience. He observes that income generated from coffee sales would enable households to meet essential needs more reliably, thereby reducing vulnerability to food shortages.
Why are we having food insecurity? We depend on rain-fed agriculture. It's bound to cause for us food insecurity with these climate change issues. Productivity is very low.
Echoing similar sentiments, Jackson Olema, an official with the Rice West Nile, describes coffee as a long-term investment whose returns justify the wait. Although the crop takes time to mature, he argues that entering the sector now positions civil servants to reap sustainable benefits in the future.
This is our time. The reason is that when your time expires, people will ask you, when you are there, what did you do? You should be able to stand and say, when I was there, this is what I did. The time for making your blessings is now. You will count them later.
Nationally, coffee accounts for more than 20% of Uganda's export earnings and supports approximately 1.7 million households. I am Martin Anguyo, reporting for Radio Parties News.